Bless America. Welcome to Friday, September 22nd, with your Q Morning Crew.
Come on now, get your nappy head out of bed. You hear me?
Get up.
What's up with the high every time? What is that?
I don't know. I like that.
It's kind of like a tire that's lost his air.
Something like that.
602. Good morning to you. It's the Q Morning Crew Friday. Oh, yeah. About an hour away from the QDR High School Holla Contest.
Holla.
Leesville and Enloe this morning. Bragging rights with the cheerleaders, 710. We got Hurricanes tickets coming up a little bit later with Know the Show. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, and our Q crew going to be out and about. We'll tell you where. Check the headlines now from the QDR News Center. Here is Mike Raley.
Thanks, Mike. Good. Mike Raley with the 94.7 QDR News Update.
Okay, looks like we're all here.
Price and other details.
From the QDR Traffic Center on this Friday morning, welcome Mr. Robert Hill.
Thank you, Mike. I have 94.7 QDR Traffic brought to you by Just Tires.
Hurry into your local Raleigh for details.
I'm meteorologist Eric Wilhelm.
Hey, thank you so much, Eric. 53 degrees at 6:06. The weather, of course, brought to you by your Carolina Chevrolet dealer.
Well, coming up a little bit later this morning, we'll be doing Know the Show, and pretty sweet prize for that. You can score some Canes tickets for next Friday.
That's right. These boys right here did it up at Alltel Pavilion this past weekend. Toby Keith next on the schedule in October. It's Rascal Flatts, QDR. I can take the
94.7 QDR. Welcome with the Q crew. It's Friday morning. 610 right now. Sunshine 78 today. Going to be nice today and tomorrow. Sunny and 85 tomorrow. 87 by Sunday. Kind of humid though, Mr. Raley, so we might have a chance of showers by Sunday. Otherwise, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's going to start feeling like summer again by tomorrow.
Sweet. I would like to point out that Marty is wearing pants again today.
Yeah. Got holes in them, but they got pants. Of course,
that's the point. Is this,
and
the
you
wind.
Buy them like that now, right?
That's right.
See, remember when we were growing up, you bought, like, tough skins, and you had to beat them up and run a car over them and smack them with a stick
the
and make them look good.
Yeah.
Wash them 14 times.
That's
now
right.
You just buy them that way.
I didn't have a chance to look at the weather today, and I was thinking if it was going to be cold again, I should probably wear the jeans. So
it's warmer than it was yesterday. 54 right now. It was about 49 this time yesterday.
True.
So once again, 78 for a high. Glad to have you with us. Got a busy weekend. We're going to tell you where you can find everybody out and about this weekend. Headlines this morning. A couple of things in the news this morning, Mr. Raley.
Well, the sanitation workers in Raleigh are going to have a little confrontation, possibly with the city of Raleigh today because of some problems they've had. And this is kind of a deadline that they set. We're going to maybe start striking again if we don't get what we were asking for. And what they were asking for was not unreasonable in their minds. And I think the city's probably going to come through for them, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, and Marty said he was going to strike unless they put a Starbucks down in the lobby downstairs.
Exactly.
You know, that's
like
a great idea, Marty.
I tell you what, man.
Just to like an express Starbucks right downstairs.
Well, the problem is they don't open till 6. You know, for these people that have to work early, they need to open at 5.
6 o'clock? I thought it was earlier.
Yeah.
Man, you would think it would be.
That's for the foo-foo people.
Well,
see,
you know
the hardworking man? No.
Not going to work out. Maybe I should, you know, I like the one in Cary because they just opened up and we got QDR listeners there. Maybe if I hit them up and see if they can come in early.
Why must there be violence every time you...
All right, let me break this down. But when I say hit them up, that means I'm going to give them a call. I'm going to stop by and say, hey, what's going on?
Why don't you say give them a call?
Because I don't like to do that.
Maybe the Dunkin' Donuts down the road will bring you a nice coffee.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
It's not? Oh, okay.
Well, that's good coffee. What are you talking about?
I've heard it's very good coffee.
Yeah, that's not the same. Well, like Starbucks raising the price of coffee in the headlines this morning. So
by a nickel. I mean,
nickel?
Big deal. That's what you said.
I didn't say nickel.
I
didn't say nickel.
Oh, you said nickel.
I said nickel. See, you falsely accused me of saying something.
Well, I've done that many times.
$5.05 instead of $5.
Yeah, that means they're trying to nickel and dime us to death. Did you get that? Nickel and dime.
Oh, and you're paying $5 for a cup of coffee. What's $5.05?
What's another nickel? Heck, what's another dollar?
I ain't going to pay $5 for anything to drink.
But see, you can go to the grocery store and you can buy the Starbucks coffee that you can brew at home for $5. You know, and you get...
Oh, he'd have to do some work.
Not necessarily. I just mean I can set the little thingy at night to where when I get up, it's ready.
Maybe Jessica would help him.
Yeah.